Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, what Dilma Rousseff's impeachment means for the rest of the world. The attempted impeachment of Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has thrown the country into turmoil, polarizing voters, grinding the government to a halt, and plunging an already fragile economy into deeper waters. Whatever happens over the coming weeks and months, Brazil is going through arguably its most turbulent period since the end of military rule in the 1980s. But the impact of Brazil's political crisis will not be felt solely inside its own borders. It matters to the rest of us too. Over the last decade, thanks in part to a growing economy as well as the leadership of both Rousseff and her predecessor Lula da Silva, Brazil has become an influential player on the global stage. Brazil's voice has been heard at the United Nations, where it has played a bigger role in peacekeeping operations. Its diplomats have become increasingly influential in capitals across the world, particularly in Africa, where it now has dozens of embassies. And it's played a leadership role in Latin America, helping to establish UNASUR, the LATAM version of the EU, and intervening in regional disputes. There have been missteps, yes. Brazil and Turkey's botched Iran deal in 2010, for instance. But on the whole, Brazil has begun to play the role of a middle power, a nation whose voice is respected and whose support is sought. And of course, it's had its soft power sporting doubleheader, the 2014 Football World Cup and the upcoming Olympics in Rio. The impeachment, the growing Petrobras scandal, and the tumbling economy could put paid to all of that. Many Brazilians now view this summer's Olympics with trepidation. Brazil's global image has taken a battering. A successful Games may not be enough to change that. Its foreign policy is in disarray as the country's politicians focus on internal matters.
Tiro de morte no coração, na alma do povo brasileiro.
So what happens next? Who now will be Latin America's champion? Who will be the strong, respected voice? Brazil may often be accused of arrogance by its smaller neighbours, and sometimes that accusation is fair. But a strong Brazil is good for Latin America. And who will be the strong voice for the global South? BRICS may now be an obsolete acronym, but the UN and the international community generally benefited from a strong, intelligent Brazil playing a bigger role. Brazil's crisis is ours too. The longer it continues, the worse we will all be. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.